the book Hebrews, part 53. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. If you require any prices or you have a question about the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which I have a couple of copies left, please contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 International Code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But it's very important to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with. We're busy with different studies, so it's important for you to get the links. Send this link or contact to your friends and family and make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are so welcome. I trust this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. We're going to read from Genesis 3 verse 14. It says, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent," now the Lord God, impossible. What's the name? Yahweh Almighty, or Yahweh El Elohim. Said unto the serpent, not the snake, unto the serpent. Now listen to the curse. Listen to the, I wonder if you pick this up when you were doing your homework. And Yahweh Almighty said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this," have done what? Gave Eve an apple? Well, this is what the church dogma teaches us. Church theology, an apple. There was no mention of an apple in the Bible. "Because you thou hast done this," what? Had sex with Eve. While you had sex with Eve, he planted his seed in her. His serpent seed was planted in her womb. Now I'm going to repeat. "And Yahweh Almighty said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this," now you know what? "Thou art cursed above all cattle." Now, there's a cursing. First of all, it could have been a snake, because no woman could have sexual intercourse with a snake. Impossible. Secondly, it could have been a snake, because the snake can't hold any apple to Eve. And thirdly, it wasn't an apple that was the sin. I always joke, and I make a joke, and I say, if apples can open a woman's eye, we need to buy them a box every day so their eyes can stay open. Only a joke, ladies. Only a joke. Only a joke. Hallelujah. It's only a joke. If one apple can open her eyes, can you think what a box of apples can do to the woman? It's only a joke. Just something to think about. So it could have been an apple. Not even apple juice. He says, "And Yahweh said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this," now he's going to curse the serpent, who is a straight up being, with the intellect of a human, who could beguile Eve. "Thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Now listen, what is the curse? Upon thy belly thou shalt go. So this serpent, who was a human-like person, with everything that the human man obtained, had, now you are going to be a snake, a serpent. The old lady just come back. He was a serpent. Now he's going to become a snake. You are cursed among, above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Do you realize that in the creation we don't find snakes? Because here the first snake was created. The serpent was changed into a snake, not ever to beguile any woman again. But this snake would become a very dangerous animal. As a rule, I don't like snakes. I know there's a lot of people that's keeping snakes as pets and pythons and cobras, and I don't like snakes. I'm a pigeon lover. I love pigeons and birds, especially pigeons. I was a pigeon fancier since I was 6 years old, till the last 25 years. I don't have pigeons anymore because I don't have time to spend with the pigeons and the lofts and everything. I spend my time studying the word of Yah for my Elohim. Upon thy belly thou shalt go. That's the curse. From that to that. And thus thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. Verse 15. And I, the Jehovah, will put enmity between thee, the snake, and the woman, and between thy seed. Whose seed? The snake's seed, not the serpent's seed, because the serpent is a man-like beast. This is now a serpent. The serpent is now changed into a snake. And I will put enmity between thy seed. Who's the seed? First of all, the seed was serpents, Canaan. But I will put enmity between the seed of snakes and her seed. Who? Eve's seed. Now I want to take it in the next level. I will put enmity between thy seed, Satan's seed, and her seed. Who? Miriam's seed. Who's not Mary, Miriam's. Yahushua's seed. The seed of the darkness, Satan, and the seed of the light, Yahushua. This empathy to the day that death and arena of death and Hades will be cast into the lake of fire, brimstone and fire, which is hell. That will happen at Revelation 20, verse 12 to 14. And I will put enmity between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head. The mankind, the seed of the woman, the seed of the woman, men, shall bruise the snake's head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. You will bite him on the heel. So in creation, I don't find snakes. Snakes came because of the curse. As the same way that we will see that the creation wasn't done in total, Because when he's going to curse Adam, he's going to create something. That's the Father, which wasn't created in the beginning. When in Genesis chapter 1. Unto the woman, verse 16, he said that he, shouldn't that have been a capital H? Yahweh Almighty, make it a capital H. I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception. Why would Yahweh Almighty say this? Because he knew that the serpent's seed was already planted in Eve's womb, and that she was about, in 9 months' time, to give birth to the serpent's seed. You better get yourself some safety belts, because in the next week or two, you are going to fall out of your chair a couple of times. Understanding things in the scripture, because we can now read between the lines. Now we can understand what is written between the lines, which the church has never taught us for more than 600 years, which is revelation word. She is going to produce a living seed of the serpent's seed, who will be Cain. And we will see how this seed is going to flood the earth. We will see it. I actually want to say going to overwhelm the earth later on. Something to think about. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. He's speaking to the woman. So giving birth is not going to be an easy way. And thy desire shall be to thine husband, who is Adam. And he shall rule over thee. Now this New Ages system has sort of changed this curse with woman's lip, where they say, no, 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 a husband doesn't rule over me. But this is part of the curse, because of being disobedient. Now listen to what happened to Adam. Let's read between the lines. And unto Adam, he said, he shouldn't be a capital H, Yahweh. Yes, make it a capital H. Because thou hast hardened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, and hast eaten of, no, not eaten of the tree, the body. He didn't have the apple or any fruits. He had sex with her, and he hath planted his seed also in the womb of Adam of Eve. So on this very moment, when Yahweh was busy cursing Adam and Eve, she had obtained two different seeds in her womb. One, the serpent's seed, the other one's Adam's seed. Why was Satan cast out of heaven? Because he wanted to sit on the mountain of Yahweh in heaven. It's not the mountain, it's figurative speech. He wanted to sit on the throne of Yahweh. He wanted to be, like the 16:11 would say, God. And then he was cast out of heaven with one third of heaven's angels, who became demons, evil spirits, assisting Satan in their corrupted way of life, getting people to fall into sin and to follow him. Blindly follow him to hell one day. And unto Adam he said, Yahweh, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree, that sits with her, plant the seed into her, of which I commanded thee, saying, that thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. So now, Yahweh is cursing the ground. The ground was blessed. Now he's cursing the ground. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. So you're going to work it because you were disobedient. Being disobedient is actually building a wall between myself and Yahweh, my Elohim. Because once we start to be disobedient, it's like building a wall. It just continues and continues and continues. You're building up the wall until you can't get over it anymore. So what does disobedience do? It drives you away from the presence of Yahweh and Yahushua. And that we don't want in our lives. Let us allow the Ruach HaKodesh to speak to us in this day. Let us be the best Yahwist we can be, and be a testimony unto a lost world. Until tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.